Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, I'm 99% sure that even Fox News host Laura Ingraham is beginning to realize in this clip that Stephen Miller is actually a radical, rabid extremist. He is pissed off that the Supreme Court made a decision that taxing the American people lies in Congress and solely with Congress, that Donald Trump cannot place tariffs on countries in a sweeping manner or in any manner because that is placing a tariff on the American people. This was a 6-3 ruling that not only nullified all of Trump's tariffs, but may result in him having to give money back to the companies that paid the tariffs. Well, sick in the head, Stephen Miller went on Fox News to melt down about it. And throughout this interview, Laura Ingraham is kind of just sitting there staring. I have a feeling that even she knows this dude is bad optics for the movement. He sounds like a 1930s fascist, and that is just a fact about Stephen Miller. Before we jump into it, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to help boost our pro-democracy message. And I want to show you this clip of Donald Trump's friend, Kevin O'Leary, saying this wasn't a great day for him. He might have to return some of the money back. He's been getting calls. Take a listen.
Great to see you. So this has got to be a pretty big day in your world. What has the reaction been?
It's not a great day for me. We were humming along nicely until this morning. Here's what's happening on the ground. I know you've been talking about the politics and the policy, but let's talk about a business making $100 million in sales. Might have paid out $5 million in the last 14 months on these tariffs. They're in my portfolio. I got phone calls from our customers, from our lenders because we borrowed against our line of credit, and from our shareholders that we reduced distributions on during this period waiting to settle on the tariffs. They all want their money back. Now, to be compliant, what am I supposed to do? I don't even know how this is going to get filed. It's going to be with Treasury, not the IRS, I assume. I'm going to try and get a meeting with staff.
This guy's not even from, this guy was born in Canada. I'm sorry, but you can't just come on TV and disagree with the Supreme Court because Donald Trump disagrees with the Supreme Court. It's not often that the Supreme Court in this era is pushing back against Trump in such a sufficient manner, but this time they decided to. And notice how he said they're going to get squeezed. It's funny because a year ago he was saying it's time to squeeze some heads. Look at how it's changed.
America is the number one economy on earth with all the cards. We will not have that forever. It's time to squeeze Chinese heads into the wall now.
Now this is him today.
So I'm going to try and get a meeting with staffers, best of staffers, when I get to the State of the Union next week to see if they can give me some guidance because my head's getting squeezed from the top and the bottom to be compliant. And every business in America is going through this right now.
He's basically saying, I didn't know the tariffs would eat my face. I didn't know the leopards would eat my face. I thought we were going to squeeze their heads, not mine. This brings me to Stephen Miller's Fox News interview. Every time Stephen Miller goes on TV, it goes the exact same way. He increasingly melts down throughout the interview, becomes more and more unhinged. His volume raises until by the end of the interview, he's frothing at the mouth and essentially storms off. Now, he doesn't storm off in this Fox News interview, but just notice how in the first clip, he's kind of calm. Then he's just screaming. Laura Ingraham is blankly staring at the camera.
Under the Democrats for 4 years, we saw back-breaking, double-digit, record-setting inflation, costing Americans thousands of dollars a year. Many Americans, tens of thousands of dollars a year. That's what Pritzker supported. President Trump has brought inflation down to 1.4%, an ideal benchmark rate according to economists.
This is absolute insane propaganda. Inflation is currently at 2.5%. It was 2.7% when Trump took office. Then it went up to 3.4% because of the tariffs. Then he began to repeal some. And now it's around 2.5%. Stephen Miller is lying entirely, and he begins to scream in this next clip.
Here's the good news, Laura. As cowardly, as horrendous as the Supreme Court ruling was, as poorly as it reflects on John Roberts' court and the continued torturing of our statutes and our Constitution, here's the good news. The court also affirmed the president has the authority under Section 301, Section 232, Section 122, Section 338, and many other provisions of federal law that the president can levy tariffs on foreign nations. So his program will not only be fully reconstituted, but it will be expanded. And one more point, Laura, the Supreme Court also affirmed that under IEEPA, the president has authority to restrict, impede, deny, license, or even fully embargo any foreign trade. So the net result of all this is we're going to keep and grow the tariffs to bring back American manufacturing, which keeps prices low by incentivizing products to be made here in America. But it also means that President Trump has even more tools when it comes to dealing with foreign countries that undermine our...
Everything he said was just incredibly contradictory. Before I play this final clip of him having a meltdown, I just want to point out that their tariff strategy is incoherent. They say they want to reshore manufacturing in the United States, which is a noble goal. It would be great to get more jobs in the United States, of course. But then Donald Trump places temporary tariffs that he removed, so there's no real incentive for companies to move to the United States long term. But then they say they want to remove the income tax and place it with this tariff revenue. They want to replace it entirely. But then if there's no imports coming into the United States because we've reshored manufacturing, there's no tariff tax to collect. It's all incredibly contradictory, and Stephen Miller is just melting down. This is honestly insurrectionist language, insurrectionist behavior. In this clip, he talks about Donald Trump moving heaven and earth to find domestic extremists, but I only see one, well, actually, two, maybe three domestic extremists on screen right now. The Fox News host Stephen Miller and Donald Trump. The way that this administration inverses reality and calls Alex Pretty a domestic extremist when they're the ones who are using the state in a terroristic way domestically is disgusting. The way that Stephen Miller will say they're targeting domestic extremists when he's the one who's undermining the Constitution, the Supreme Court, and just the rule of the land, it's sickening. Notice how this dude is screaming in this clip. I swear to you, I'm pretty sure Laura Ingraham's like, wait a minute. I'm starting to see the Democratic criticisms that Stephen Miller is a little bit...
For this country, this administration under President Trump has moved heaven and earth to find the domestic extremists in this country who are trying to kidnap, murder, and assassin and bring them to justice. While the left, being good communists, has done everything in their power to foment violence and foment hatred and foment unrest. You will never get a cleaner contrast. You want safe streets? You want criminals behind bars? You want to support the police? You want to support law enforcement? That's President Trump.
Is he like spitting? Is there like spit coming out of his mouth down there? It looks like there's spit on his chin. He's saying that Democrats want to foment violence and hatred.
Has done everything in their power to foment violence and foment hatred. And
while he's frothing out of the mouth saying that Democrats are domestic extremists, he said that the Democratic Party isn't a real political party. It's a domestic terrorist organization. He is spearheading Donald Trump's most extreme policies against Democrats because the reality is he does not think the opposition should exist. Donald Trump and Stephen Miller want a totalitarian state in which the opposition party does not exist, in which people on TV can't criticize them, in which the press can't ask hard questions, in which colleges can't produce critically thinking students, in which comedians can't even make jokes on primetime television without the president weaponizing his FCC. I'm going to leave it there. I think the odds of Stephen Miller getting a presidential pardon from Donald Trump on his last day in office are quite high because the way this man has acted in tandem with Kristi Noem, in tandem with Kash Patel and others, is sickening. Love you all. See you in the next video. Peace out.